The open enrollment period for people buying insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace ends next Friday. Last year, nearly 80% of Pennsylvania consumers selected silver plans. It's a middle-of-the-road pick people tend to choose if they're relatively healthy. Premiums across the board continue to rise, but this year, costs for silver plans in particular have rocketed. As part of our Bridges to Health initiative, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports that this presents consumers with a unique set of options.
Ali Shapiro and Carlos Quiros, a couple in their late 30s, live on the edge of Shadyside and Larimer.
Type of work, wellness, how much net income from this month.
While sitting at their Vintage Formica kitchen table, they scroll through healthcare.gov looking at insurance options for 2018.
Okay, so we have a bronze at $575 per month for both of us.
Silver and gold, yeah.
Yeah, the gold is less.
That's interesting. Why would it be less?
The premium for a gold plan looks to be about $20 less than silver, even though it's more generous. Quiros is overdue for a colonoscopy, and the couple's hoping to have a baby next year, so they're happy to sign up for gold.
We gotta get a baby in.
It'll be our gold baby. Yeah, it'll be like our gold year baby. We'll always remember it as... Remember, that was the year we had the gold plan?
This peculiar pricing is due to something called silver loading. In October, President Trump decided to end payments to insurance companies on the Obamacare exchange. The federal government had paid cost-sharing subsidies to insurers to offset the expense for silver plans they're legally obligated to sell to low-income people. These special silver plans have lower deductibles and co-pays. But now, insurance companies are on the hook to sell these cheap plans without the subsidies. To compensate for the loss, companies hiked up the cost of silver plans. This hurts some people, but benefits others.
We were totally surprised because we expected it initially to be even higher than our $145 that we're currently paying. So we were totally shocked.
Kim Jedlowski of New Kensington, a retired accounting clerk, is also switching from a silver to a gold next year because gold's cheaper. What's even more surprising is that Jedlowski's costs are dropping from $145 a month this year to $87 a month next year. The reason? Jedlowski receives a tax credit, which covers a large portion of her premium, and that credit has increased.
My tax credit this year is $692.
Each month?
Each month. And last year, it was $526.67, so the tax credit went up as well.
So there's your savings right there.
Right there. That's my savings.
Jedlowski's savings is also tied to silver loading. Her tax credit is based on her income and the price of silver plans, regardless of which plan she selects. When insurers balloon silver premiums to compensate for the lack of cost-sharing subsidies, it triggered an increase in tax credits to low-income consumers. But only individuals who make less than about $48,000 a year qualify for those tax credits.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for doing this.
Not at all.
Jason Miller of Bairdford is an accountant for a small real estate company. He's 30, healthy, tries to stay active by spending time outdoors and taking his dogs, Evie and Penny, for walks.
Yeah, when it's just me and Penny, we'll do a little bit of a jog, but Evie's a little old to be jogging, I think.
Miller earns just a little bit too much to receive a tax credit. If he were sticking with a silver plan, next year he'd pay about $100 more per month. To contain costs, Miller plans to buy a bronze plan with a much higher deductible.
I don't know. I just feel like the wrong person's footing the bill, I guess.
Do you feel like you're footing the bill?
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, definitely.
In fact, he's so annoyed by the situation, Miller says he's buying his insurance off exchange as a sort of protest. There's some bipartisan support in Congress to pass legislation reinstating subsidies to insurance companies. But with rates already set for 2018 and the enrollment deadline quickly approaching, such a move will likely have little effect on what consumers pay next year. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.